40. Jolly, she's holding her hands to the sides of her head the very next night, like she's keeping something from spilling out on the floor, and I ask her, of course. I'm too young to understand, she tells me. I'm a child, she tells me. This is too complicated for me. I ask her again anyway. What's with her hands up there pressing? She looks at me like it's useless to tell me, and she tells me. You know how the astronaut up there in space, he might have to go outside the rocket he's in? Like to make repairs or something? Like they radio him up there from down in Florida, they say he's got to go outside and fix something. I never heard Jolly talk about space before, so I listen hard. Yeah, I say. Jolly says, well, he's hooked by his cord. Like a big belly button cord, right? Right, I say, agreeing. I'm not sure, but I say right anyway. Well, suppose the hatch closes while he's out there, by an accident. She's breathing in short little puffs now, like the air's thin.